I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Extra Life Radio. Darn it!
We have a very special show today. Yeah, yeah, boy. Obsidian and I flew solo last week.
Generally, Scott sucks.
Don't say my name.
You'll only make that mistake once.
Crap! No, I don't want that thing. I'm done with it.
Go Iron Eagles.
The people that would beat you up had haircuts like that.
Hello, this is a message from Hoochie Coochie.
And that's one damn ugly toaster. And lo and behold, it was a gentleman's bumhole.
That instant comes.
Hello, Mom.
It was kind of there, but not exactly there.
That's okay. Go ahead and bitch on, people.
Bitch on. So what the hell do you think they'll like over there down to the Germany? I think they like a good Ferris wheel.
This game was made for me.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody. Whoa. Am I loud? What's going on? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Extra Life Radio number 150. Brian.
Scott.
What's up, man?
What are you doing, you sweaty man? You're back from Dragon Con.
Yes, I am. I'm back from Dragon Con. It was a good time, too.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that. That, of course, is Brian from MissionDeep.com. You're asking yourself, where is Obsidian? We'll get to him.
Where is the O?
Yeah, we'll get to him shortly. Don't call him just yet.
All right.
We're going to make him wait. Actually, he can't wait. He has no idea what we're doing. He's got a cell phone. He's wandering around Atlanta downtown somewhere looking for pimps and whatnot. The show is sponsored by youbynow.com. Don't forget them. Go check him out. How is Brian doing? I haven't talked to him in a while. Is he doing good.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah,
opening a couple of new stores. So he's just staying busy, man.
Yeah, well, go check him out. Use Extra Life as your code. Save 15% on that pimp action figure you got your eyeball on.
Yeah.
And big thanks also to GoDaddy.com, where you can use the code LIFE1, LIFE2, or LIFE3 and save money on your next domain or hosting service or lots of things. Get your piece of the internet today. stuff. I'm just so glad to have Brian back in town. I guess you never really left my town, but I'm really sad.
I know. Well, I wasn't here the last episode either, so.
No, you weren't. That's right. The episode before that, you weren't. Last week, you were.
Was it?
Yeah. You were here.
Ah, crap. You're right.
You.
Whatever.
That's awesome, dude. Hey, call O. Let's call him. Okay, we're calling O on his cell phone. You ready?
Let's do it. We're going to actually call Lord Ebo's cell phone. Let's see if we can get that Colombian on the phone here.
Yeah, Lord Ebo. And once we get him, it's time for let hilarity just ensue and become the norm.
The crap?
Is it working?
I don't know. Here it comes. Yeah, connecting. Hold on a second.
Okay. I hear a ring.
Ooh.
We'll see how the sound goes. You never know with these things. Dude, it sounds like I'm getting called from outer space.
Hello?
Hello. Is this which one of you is this? Is this Ebo or the Colombian? Did he just hang up? What was the deal?
Oh, man, he did. He just hung up. The big jerk.
Which one was that? Was that O?
It kind of sounded like O, but maybe it was some problems.
Oh,
while
Brian calls the number again, let me just state for the record that this show is all about comics, about comic books, movies, science fiction. In case people don't know, nerdy stuff, geeky stuff.
That's a good point. Yeah, because this is 150. We haven't been listening up until now.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's like 3 years.
Hello. Is this Obsidian?
Hello. No, this is Ebo.
Oh, Lord Ebo. Thank you. He seems kind of tired. He's tired of all this podcasting crap. Hello.
Hello.
I can see we're in for some awesome sound quality. That is great. How are you, sir?
How is the reception there? Can you hear me well?
I can hear you
not
some.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's all right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where are you right now?
I can barely hear you. I'm in my hotel room, living it up.
Oh, sweet, dude. we don't want to know what you and Lord Ebo are up to over there.
Well, we're basically just looking at a phone book, trying to find. I'm honest. Okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm honestly sitting here in our hotel room looking at a phone book, which they have made. I don't understand. They make fun of me for going to the phone book.
Why? What are
apparently
they?
Apparently, people use the phone book anymore.
Well, what are you looking for in the phone book?
To be honest, I'm looking for a hot topic because I need some T-shirts and stuff to take as a present home. And apparently, they don't have a hot topic in Atlanta.
Huh.
No, I would have never guessed that. Brian, do you have Hot Topic where you live?
I have no idea what the crap a Hot Topic is. No.
It's got to be a South thing, dude. It's a Southern thing. They don't have that store down there or something. I have it here. Should have come to Utah, dude. Woohoo!
I mean, how could they not have a Hot Topic in Atlanta? I mean, the few places I've been in the U.S., they got like Hot Topics everywhere.
Yeah, it's like Walmart.
Huh.
Yeah. That's
just
weird.
Go to Walmart.
But,
yeah.
I haven't been able to find a Walmart, though. I mean, Brian took me to it. But
try Target.
We never find it on our own.
Yeah. Target has good shirts. I'm wearing a Mario shirt right now I got at Target. You can find all kinds of cool stuff there.
Oh, we went to Target today, but it was extremely disappointing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Target disappointing.
Dude, it's the South. I apologize for the rest of the nation. The upper 40.
Hey, no.
The upper 14 apologizes. I'm just kidding. Okay, well, hey, oh, happy 150th episode, sir.
Oh, with you.
Oh, happy 150th, Scott.
Yeah.
I love you.
Now, we don't want to talk about that yet. We want to talk about your trip to Dragon Con. You're still there. Brian's at home. Can I start with you and ask about your experience? Was it all that it could have been, and are you enjoying yourself?
Well, okay, well, that question is difficult. Was it all it could have been? Well, it's difficult because I basically do not know the potential of Dragon Con. So it's hard for me to say if Dragon Con was all it could be.
Okay.
I do feel like, you know, being like the teacher in me wants to basically say, you know, Dragon Con, you could try harder. There's more you can give. But basically, you say that's all. So I feel Dragon Con could have been more.
Okay.
I mean, he needs to study harder to, you know, realize his full potential. But as far as I'm concerned, it was amazing. It was overwhelming, actually.
Yeah. Did you see a lot of cosplay? Was that impressive to you?
Well, I don't know how it was last year. Brian could tell you because Brian was here last year. A lot of people recognized him here. You know, people would just point at him, you know, when he was passing by, saying, you know, oh, that was that creepy old dude from last year.
True.
Yeah, I mean, like one of every three people, I would say, I don't know what brand. Yeah, about one of every three people was in Gotham. And that was amazing.
Yeah.
And of those one of three people, one of every, I don't know, 20 people in cosplay were actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, in cool dresses.
Yeah.
A lot of people dress at Dragon Con a lot.
Can you explain why you would, when a door says pull, you push? Can you explain that?
What?
When you were saying at the restaurant when we called you earlier that you saw a door that said pull or something, and your inclination was to push it, or the other way around, I can't remember. But are the doors opposite in Colombia? I just have to have an answer to that question.
Well, you see, since I was talking on the phone, I wasn't exactly paying attention to what the door said. All I saw was that the door had a handle, and so I was inclined to take the handle and pull it. And apparently, I just took the handle, and apparently the door didn't do what I wanted it to do.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very impressive. Okay, back to Dragon Con. Sorry, I just had
that doors in the United States don't do what you want them to do. In Colombia, doors, they behave like they're supposed to.
Oh, I see. I understand. All right. That's one thing you guys have up on us. Yeah. So
what?
Let me ask you this. When Brian first approached you, what was your first impression or what was your first inclination when you saw Brian coming from up the way to meet you for the first time in flesh and blood public?
Okay. Well, first of all, Brian is a lot taller than I imagined him. I'm not saying that he's disgustingly tall. But he is a lot taller than I expected him to be.
I'm almost 6 foot.
He's also a lot blonder than he appears in his pictures. In his picture, his hair looks very dark.
Yeah.
but he's actually blonde.
That's a weird,
very sweet.
That's the weirdest damn thing I ever heard, man. But,
and he's dirty blonde like a porn actress, but he's blonde. His eyes, I had never noticed he has like colored eyes.
Yeah.
And one interesting feature of Ryan is that he has eyes like a frog. They're they're actually very much outside of the skull. And, they're pretty much eyes like a frog. That's actually a very interesting feature of Brian's. He's very cheeky. Very cheeky.
Yeah.
But he is not as fat as I was hoping he would be. I do believe you are fatter. And then again, I'm going to have to wait until I meet Scott in 2030.
Yeah, when I'm in my 60s, I guess, then.
But what he does have is extremely broad shoulders.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Big chest. Yeah, I have a big chest and shoulders.
You have boobs, is what you're saying.
That was my impression of Brian.
Very nice. Now,
physically.
Brian, can I ask you what was your impression of O? You already told me, and I know you don't want me to tell O this, but you already told me you think O is very nice.
Like, yes, yes.
Super nice, which we didn't expect.
He's a lot nicer in real person than on the podcast.
Because he's a real bastard on here, that's for sure.
On the podcast, he's a real...
My job to not be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
I was actually telling one of the friends that's here with us today that, on the podcast, Scott is the moderator, so he has to be, all serious and direct the podcast. Brian is the nice and quiet one, and I'm basically the guy that shouts no the whole time.
I know. So you're the guy that shouts dildo. Brian, what is Brian? What do you say about
Brian
you?
Is nice.
Oh, the nice guy. And I'm the boring, serious one? What the crap? I'm not that boring or serious, am I?
I'm tired.
Hello?
All right. Physically,
yes.
Now, physically, something I didn't realize about Obsidian is his head is very bald.
I thought you were going to say one thing I didn't know about his penis is on the outside or something weird that. I'm glad you didn't. I guess everyone's
his head is much more angular and defined than I would have thought.
That's awesome. Can you hear us? What the hell is that?
Yeah, my head is very bald.
It is very bald. And it's
shine that my head manages.
Yeah. You can really see Obsidian skull in real life. I mean, it's just
wow.
It's amazing.
That's awesome. I'm so sad that I missed it. So can you tell me what should be the next con that we all go to? We got to all go to one because I'm ticked I missed this one. So let's pick one. And we'll do a fundraiser.
Well, I don't know. I think Brian agrees. We're on it. I mean, we need to, as soon as I get home, we need to start checking out what the different conventions are, find one that is right for us. Because Dragon Con was a lot of fun. And I'm afraid, I'm mortally afraid, actually, deadly afraid, that, from what I've heard, and I don't know if Brian can corroborate, it is supposed to be the most out-of-control convention. You know, like the one that has, like, the one that is like most party oriented, and the one that you're basically going to find the most, out of the ordinary.
It is.
But truth is, as far as our business is concerned, comics and stuff like that, it's not very focused. Dragon Con is actually sort of spread out.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of everything. So
I agree.
I'm thinking, we need to find a convention that is a lot more focused on what we are, which is, in Brian, in my case, very nice people that do comics. And in Scott's case, well, an idiot. So that's what we need to find.
Oh, that hurts.
I tell you, Dragon Con was a lot different this year.
What?
You were mean to us.
Who was
you
me?
Were mean.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. So wait,
we were running into people. I mean, do you know what it's like to run into people and have them go like, hey, you're O, right? Like, yes, I'm O. And then they look all excited and go like, where's Scott? sorry, Scott didn't come. And then they look disappointed. Like, oh, great. So the O isn't enough.
See, yeah, I don't believe any of that. I think you two are the true rock stars of this, and I would have just been baggage. I think I would have just sort of been there going, how's it going, everybody?
They would have loved it.
Yeah. Well, I do go nude. So here's where I think we should go. Comic-Con is where we should go.
But Comic-Con?
We'll talk. I agree.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk more about it. But yeah.
Or what I was thinking about also is the WizardCon is actually going to be in Texas in a couple of months in November.
Really? What part of Texas?
Yeah.
Because I hate Texas.
Really?
Wait a minute. You're talking about going this November?
No.
Well, not necessarily, but that's when the one in Texas is. It's usually in November.
Well, I could aim for the other November.
Yeah. No. This November? Hit it. Yeah. I'm all conned out.
Yeah, but think about July of next year would be Comic-Con. That's just about perfect. And that's all about comics, you know. Plus, we just have a ball there, and there's all sorts of other people in our little biz in there. I think that would be wicked cool. We'll talk about that more later. It's obviously, you know, not that important. But the important question is, did you lick Teal'c like you promised you were going to?
Well, I went into the convention's Walk of Fame and saw many celebrities. I saw, for example, a bunch of people from programs I really don't care about.
Yeah.
I saw the pastor or preacher or whatever he was, dude, from Firefly.
Oh, yeah. What was he called? He was called Shepherd. That's it. Sorry.
Yeah, Shepherd. Yeah. I saw Shepherd, and he was just sitting there looking old and smiling. I saw Lou Gossett Jr., which I was very wary of, considering the way Brian spoke of him.
Yeah, you don't want to lick him, dude. Don't lick him.
I saw
seemed
Ray
really
Park.
Nice.
You saw
he seemed really nice.
You,
Lou Gossett,
oh,
yeah.
Well, actually, my impression of Lou Gossett Jr. was that he was lonely because every other celebrity was packed. I mean, every celebrity had lines of people lined up to greet them and salute them and everything. And Lou Gossett Jr. was just there alone.
That's terrible, dude. That's awful. The poor guy. All those Iron Eagle movies. Yeah.
That's poor.
That seems like a really weird fit to me, having him at a con. Yeah. Don't ask me why. That just seems weird. So you didn't get to lick Teal'c, but
Ray Park from afar. That was pretty cool because, you know, I saw him and it was kind of difficult to picture that very pleasant, nice looking guy that really wasn't all big and everything as Darth Maul.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. I mean, I'm looking at him and he looks like a very nice dude and like, ooh, that's Darth Maul.
You didn't get to shake his hand or anything or talk to him?
No. His hair was normal and he was just standing there smiling and stuff. I mean, I wasn't going to go up to him or anything, but, you know, I went to where the people from Stargate were. You know, there was Michael Shanks, and you know, who cares about Michael Shanks?
Yeah,
really?
Nobody wants to lick him. Where was Teal'c?
Yeah, and, but actually none of them were there.
Yeah, they
really.
And I saw, you know, I saw,
Claudia
I saw
Black
you know, the
there.
Stuff there that said Christopher Judge, but it was empty. He didn't go. He didn't show.
Oh, man, that guy was out partying with his Muppet friends from that other show he was on. Or no, I'm thinking of Ben Browder, sorry.
Christopher Judge is Teal'c.
Yeah, I got him backwards, sorry. Ben Browder is who I meant. So did you see any Star Trek people that you just obviously just hated and didn't care about?
Star what?
Star Trek people.
I heard he punched Data. Star,
I didn't even know if there were Star Trek people there.
Data was there, right? Brent Spiner, you could punch Data. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Jonathan Franks was there.
Franks. That's Franks. Old man Franks. You're thinking of Jonathan Frakes.
Frakes. Franks. Freaks. Whatever.
Sorry.
He is suffering from the Dean Cain thing where he's... Didn't he do the... Believe It or Not for a while, too?
Oh, I don't know. Did he really?
No, he did something else. He did some kind of science fiction thing.
Oh, yeah, it was the ghost one, the haunting one. I don't remember the name of it. If anyone in the chat room knows, we'd like to know. Can't remember. Anyway, well, that's cool. So on the whole, would you say that your trip, was a pleasant one and one that you don't regret?
Well, it was a blast. I had an incredible time. You know, I've never been to a convention before, so... I mean, it could have been the puniest convention ever, and I still would have been very impressed. But as far as I know, I mean, Brian says it was very impressive by DragonCon standards.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to compare it to, but it was definitely a lot of fun. I saw, I bought a lot of stuff. I got to see a lot of dealers. I spoke to a lot of people, and, you know, it was very useful that way. But the best part of it all was the people. I mean, all the people dressed up, and the people are, the people when they're in convention mode, they're so cool. I mean, they're just like open to anything, and everybody's like just having a good time. So it, basically, it's 4 days of pure party, and that is, that was amazing. I got to meet some very interesting people that way. You know, I got to talk about to a lot of people. The couple of webcomic artists that I spoke to were incredibly nice and incredibly helpful, actually. I spoke to the lady that does The Devil's Panties, yep, whose name I have written down but don't remember. And I spoke to another lady that does a webcomic whose name I don't remember, but I remember her. She calls herself Kitty Hawk. And I think it's Kitty Hawk. Well, Kitty is what I remember. And they were both incredibly, I mean, they were both incredibly nice and helpful and, I mean, just plain charming. And is charming just reserved for guys, or can women be charming too?
Wow. That's very nice. Well, I'm sure you're...
I say they were charming. Enchanting.
I'm thinking you were the charming one, and they'll all admit it under oath, I'm sure.
I mean, so they were amazing. And, for example, we got to hang out with some fans of the comic and the podcast, you know, Jeremy and Melissa. I'm just saying hello to them from here.
Do it. Go ahead.
Like, hey, people, you know. And we got to hang out with them quite a bit, you know, have dinner and stuff like that. And they were, I mean, not just incredibly nice people, but also very interesting and very, you know, cool to hang out with and stuff. And that was, I mean, that was great.
Yeah, that is
so
cool.
I mean, it was just 4 days of pure fun.
Yeah.
And, well, that just made it worth it.
Brian, do you concur? Did you have just as much
concur.
Fun?
I concur. Yeah, and we got to meet quite a few fans. I was surprised. Matt and TJ. Got to meet TJ.
Well, that photo we saw said Electric Radio or something.
Yeah, I love that. Electric Light Radio.
Yeah, what was that about? Was that somebody who didn't know who we were, or what was it? They just
basically
came around?
We just came out from eating.
Yeah,
and we were going down the road, and we decided to stop at the steps and get a big group picture. And some guy was walking by. We asked him if he would take our picture for us. And apparently he had some kind of big thing on Flickr or something. So he took with our camera, and then he took with his camera. And I told him we were with ELR, Extra Life Radio, and apparently that sounded like Electric Light Radio. Whatever.
He heard you wrong, dude. That's awesome. Electric Light Radio.
So, yes, that was...
We ran into a lot of cool fans, you know, people. I took pictures with all of them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't remember all their names. I mean, I remember one or another, but I feel bad saying, you know, hey, you know, we met a very cool guy called Matthew, and then not mentioning everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, we did mention a very cool guy named Matthew, but that's not the point. I mean, I just feel bad mentioning one name and not mentioning the rest. But, I mean, we met a lot of fans of the show. That was actually very, very cool. And they were all disappointed that you were not there, Scott. So we all agreed that Scott is, what was the word they used, Brian?
Bastard.
Yeah, I think the B word was mentioned several times.
I think it was a name with a P, and it ended in Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, and Rick? Wow, there's not much in between there. That's excellent. Well, I am sad that I wasn't there, and we will do something soon that will get a whole lot of people out. I'll bet you if we go to Dragon Con, we'll like triple that number of fans that show up. It'll be crazy because that place is just going nuts.
It was at least twice as big as it was last year.
Wow, twice as big. Holy poop. All right, well, all the conventions are growing, man. Everything, all the conventions are having record numbers this year. And
it's the different kind of people that are showing up too. Last year it was like all hardcore nerds, and but this year it was just a little bit of everything. There was a bunch of kids there, you know, like with parents. Yeah. I'm talking like kids, like, you know, 8, 9 years old, and you know, just a whole different crowd of people.
Yeah, no, that's
and beautiful women. Wow,
oh, yeah.
Wow, I mean, the last times I've been to the U.S., I've seen, like, maybe, seriously, I've seen like maybe one or two good-looking girls throughout the whole trip.
Yeah.
But this time, wow.
This time he wasn't in Texas.
Yeah, dude, you went to Texas, dude. That's why. Freaking Texas.
We love Texas. We're just giving Texas a hard time.
Whatever. Yeah, that's a hot... I mean, yeah, their hot chicks have udders, dude.
I mean, you couldn't go two steps without seeing an incredibly good-looking girl. I'm still sad I never got to see Strawberry Shortcake again. There was this one girl dressed as Strawberry Shortcake. I saw her the first 2 days, and I looked for her the rest of the convention. That girl could have just, I would have married her.
Yeah. That's, you look to the right.
It was amazing.
You'd look to the right, and it was only Brian. You look to the left, and it's only Vlad of Ihuki, and pretty soon you're out of ideas, and you're like, dang it, I'll never see her again.
I think that easily, the most fun I had in this convention was the third day because, here's what happened. Okay, short story. There's a lot of people in the convention dressed up as zombies, right? Yeah. So basically, they all just, go and make their faces pale and smudge a little bit of something red and make believe it's blood, do something dark for, eyeshadow, and, get dirty clothes and, declare it a zombie.
Yeah.
So on the second day, I asked Brian the favor to take me to Walmart, which he did.
We did. And we got video footage of it.
Yeah. There's footage of you guys
at
in Walmart. I cannot wait.
Not at Walmart. They wouldn't let us take the camera in the Walmart. Oh. In the car on the way to Walmart.
Oh, all right.
Good.
At Walmart, I spent around $15 on, several materials. I bought some medical tape, some cotton, some red paint, and what else did I buy that I used? Well, I bought some yogurt that I didn't end up using. And then, I brought it all back to the hotel. And the next day, I got up a little bit earlier and basically did this huge this huge injury in my head with my brain pouring out.
It's awesome. I got pictures of it. I'll send it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I went out like the whole third day with that. And that was basically the most fun I had because people would stop me all over the place to take pictures.
Yeah.
And there was this one booth babe, the only booth babe I saw in the whole convention at a place called Gamers First. I think the site is gamersfirst.com.
Yeah.
This one booth babe at Gamers First, that actually, she asked me to take a picture with her, which was awesome. I mean, she basically had me bend over so it would look like she was blasting my head open. And she was beautiful. I mean, if she had asked me to just, marry me, but you'll be the girl, I would have said yes.
Nice, dude. Nice, nice. All right, we're going to take a quick break before we come back. Hang on a sec. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to celebrate a little bit with our 150th anniversary of shows and talk a little bit more about Dragon Con and see how long O's battery will last. We'll do that in a minute when our program continues.
Ms. Pac-Man. This game is the same as Pac-Man, except that the patterns of the mazes on which you play are different. Another difference is the fruit which appear for extra bonus points. They do not remain still.
Hi, this is Norman Lee from Marvel Adventures Spider-Man, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey.
Of course.
Is that Bebo guy, is he irritated with us?
Irritated? No, actually, he's just sitting here listening. He's never listened to Extra Life Radio before, and he's just sitting here saying, well, I'm going to have to listen to Extra Life now.
Really?
If he's your longtime fan, he should be listening by now. Sheesh.
Well, you see, I do stuff that does not include you, Scott.
No, I know that. But isn't he a fan of your comic? Isn't that the deal?
Actually, he's a fan of yours, too.
Oh, well, troll? Tell him to listen.
If I'm not mistaken, Evil will correct me here. He found commissioned through Extra Life.
Oh, very nice. You owe me...
Yeah, when you link. When you went to my comic, he found it through there.
You owe me $17. Yeah.
Fine. He just doesn't listen to the podcast. But hey, I don't listen to the podcast either.
No, that's true. You don't. It's because of your voice. All right. Let's celebrate a little bit, okay?
Woohoo!
I got some weird stuff. I don't know how well you're going to hear these. I hope you can hear these okay. Remember last week we had that... I got to play this first. Last week we had that lady call. It was like a message service. Do you remember that? That weird thing where she said, this message is from so-and-so. And it said, Brian says, see you later, dude, or whatever it was. So it happened again, this time with a dude. And I think this is dead serious. I hope you can hear it, but if not, here goes anyway.
IP relay operator 6660 with a relay message. Penis monkey. Message ends. Thank you, IP relay operator 6660. Have a good night.
He called and said penis monkey.
Penis monkey.
That's awesome, dude. Anyway.
Nuts.
Yes, Scott Fletcher, I am recording. Sorry, the chat room was unsure what I was doing. I usually count down, and I didn't that time. Okay, and then we got a message. That's the only weird thing. We got a message from Coconut, who I always infer is a dude.
Coconut's a dude.
Yeah. O knows this. Every time I see her on there, I say she's a dude.
Yeah. I mean, she goes to the chat room frequently, and she's a girl.
Yeah, she claims she's a girl. Well, now we got an audio file that either proves it or proves that he had a girl do it. One or the other. I don't know which, but here's a little sound clip from Coconut wishing us a happy 150th.
Hey, Coconut here. Congratulations on the 150 shows, and I'm not a dude, Scott. Stop saying that.
whatever she has an accent, that makes her sexy in my opinion.
Yeah, sounds Australian. Either that or that 9-year-old boy that just left a message sounded Australian. I'm just saying. I don't know for sure what's going on there. All right, then we got one from Moomin Biscuit, who also has a very sexy accent. Unfortunately, this is a dude, but we'll hear it anyway. Check it out.
Happy birthday, whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo. Open up your presents. Hope they will be pleasant just for you, just for you.
This is Moomin Biscuit wishing you a very happy 150th birthday, Scott Johnson. Wait, that's not right. He's older than... Congratulations on reaching 150 episodes, Extra Life Radio!
Anyway, thanks.
That's where he sounds like the Wiggles.
I know.
You ever watched the Wiggles?
Yeah, dude. He did. He sounds like he should host a children's program in Britain or something. But anyway. Thank you, Moomin Biscuit, who is also a... he plays World of Warcraft under that name as a Tauren cow, of course. Anyway.
Moo.
Yeah, Moo. All right. Now, here's my favorite thing. Not my favorite thing, but here's one of my favorite things. Oh, let's just play yours first. Do you want to hear yours first?
What?
Mashup.
A mashup all about things you've said.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, sure, do that.
Big thanks to Sebastian, who continues to provide bang-up work on our mashups every week, and he did a bang-up job this week on some bang-up stuff with lots of banging and up. This one's for Obsidian. These are some of the funniest things he's ever heard him say over the course of 150 episodes.
In your face, people that were complaining. I bet you a video of me shaving my balls would look good on it. To me, it sounds like a big, fat, old clitoris.
Again and again and again and again.
Eso se volvería aburrido muy rápido.
Mi vagina me pica.
Es la mala película de la semana.
Samantha Jane is this week's prize?
Why were you doing that in the shower anyway?
It's like pizza and sex. Even when it's not the best, it's still pretty good.
I have to pee in a bottle. Well, will you look at that?
El pipi de fuego.
All right, so there you are, O.
Perfect wrap-up.
Okay. I'm funny, man.
You are funny.
By the way, did you get my message? I sent you a message. Did you get it?
No, a voicemail thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
well,
dude.
With Brian, I mean, I sent it with Brian.
Oh, yeah, no.
Bastard.
You didn't give it to him?
Yeah, I have it, but it sounded like crap. It wasn't your fault. It's that stupid little recorder. Something's wrong with it. I mean, it sounded horrible.
Like it.
What's that?
I bought one just like it.
Did you?
Take
it back.
Yeah, I did.
Take it back.
Oh, man.
Well, I think there's something wrong with mine. I don't think it's that one in particular. I think there's something wrong with mine. I think one of my kids... like took it swimming or something because it sounded horrible. I think something's wrong with my microphone on it. It might not be all of them. Might just be the one I have.
It may not be. All right. Yeah. Well, let's hear a couple more of these. There's another. I don't know. I think this is either. I don't know if this is me. Anyway, maybe this is me. Brian, yours is up next. Let's hear this one.
You'll get hand out of cookie jar.
I'll see you in the next June, Brian. Please let me do it. I did Space Hunters Adventure in the Forbidden Zone. I think my cat pooed. Adult friend finder Olay, and if I save that for my wife and my chillins. I'm too fat. Stay on target. I'm too fat. Blue leader, pull up. I'm too fat.
But you are not prepared.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Welcome to Sweatin' to the Oldies 5. I'm Larry.
Well, it's because you're not over here very much. You need to spend some time here. Scott is a dumbass, he is.
That ain't right, Wyatt.
Golly ma, Chuck T. Date, golly ma.
Mein Leben is pierced. Did you ever go, Nip-dukes, Nip-dukes.
I did not have relations with the Colombian.
Naked merciless force!
Hey, told me in France again.
Dude, your mom is hot.
Just wanted to ask Scott Ram Samir. Because your games blow and suck.
I got a panty on my head.
You gotta go down there and you gotta soothe the teat before you can get milk out of it.
Oh, man. brutally terrible.
Nice.
Yeah, nice stuff. Not as nice as yours, Brian. You want to hear yours? I like yours. Yours cracks me up. You have always funny things to say. Here's Brian.
I'm here to rock you like a hurricane.
Boom! I discovered this house.
Apparently, I have no testicles.
Trying to pass geography. Does not have riptide, which pisses me off. Spider-Man hanging out with Wonder Woman. Dog sleeping with cats.
I wish she would disperse into flames.
We have a very ugly fan base.
It's time for the meat. Turn the lights on.
I was going to try to poop 3 times a day. Then I take mine back and I want riptide.
Don't make me say it, man.
Burtis Runus Maximus.
All right, really, we got to slow her down a little bit.
The most annoying character in Star Wars is George Lucas.
You all are a bunch of thieves.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm tasting Kool-Aid. What's going on?
Are you serious? Are we really discussing her hair?
I do hate when Obsidian gets all wordy and stuff.
We snicker quietly and leave the room.
Is it?
I choose to compete, baby.
Why is my pee green?
Mr. Sergio, it appears you have a blockage.
What now, little green man?
Look at his man titties.
Is he not villainous? Is he not super? Is that not make him a super villain?
I'm just going to shut up.
My God. Dude. I don't remember saying half that crap.
Oh, that's why these mashups are so great. Honestly, we don't know that we're saying stuff that's funny sometimes, and Brian makes me laugh. Ugh.
Must have been drugged out.
Oh, it made me tired, too. That made me laugh hard. Whew. Thank you very much. All right. Apparently, there's another bit here that he sent us. Bear with me here. That is just random stuff that comes up. I haven't heard this one yet, so we'll see how it goes. Oh, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Most boring 15 minutes of my life.
I'm listening to all these things on the phone, and I'm really not even able to make out less than half of it.
Yeah, all you're hearing is like... I understand.
Exactly.
Well, it's not too bad because you only have a couple of more. Some of these I'm going to play at the end of the show, so people have a little something at the end of the show, too. But
don't worry, I'm tolerant.
All right, very tolerant. I appreciate that. Here it is. These are Extra Random Radio. Yes.
My wiener hurts.
Pause. Pause, damn you. Pause. I got Chakotay runs.
I just told you I escaped from the Meha City.
You got your thing and your whatnot and your who's it. Hello now. Oh, yeah, dude. Freaking that and whipping. We do the whipping. Someone left a zinger on the floor. Captain Kirk and Spock butt cake.
You cannot mesmerize me. I'm British.
If you come up and punch me in the face, slap me with a fish, and then fart on me, I'm going to come to your house and put 4 pounds of flour up your butt and then pack it in good with a stick. That's all I can think about is tampons and bras. Well, you'd know because your wee-wee would fall off, dude. I need to do it with horses naked.
And where can you see porn on TV? I ain't getting no porn on my TV.
Good old sex toy baggins. I mean, for all I know, it is a big steaming hot cup of urine, for all I know. And there he is standing there with his doodle hanging out. Well, you insert it rectally now that you've asked. You, sir, have a 4-hour erection. My 12-year-old still poops her pants. I can make black jokes because I'm black. Propecia the Cylon dog. Low battery. Oh, shoot me in the face. All right, that was pretty good. Pretty good.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
All right. I'm sweaty in here. I'm hot. 150 shows makes me sweaty.
I'm telling you, man.
Great merciful crap.
That's 3 years.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We started doing group shows. Go ahead.
I mean, do these people listen to the show and then just, start saving parts that they like? Or do they actually, re-listen to all the shows and pick these out?
Well, it's
That's a good question. Sebastian.
Yeah, it's all Sebastian, so who knows what he's doing. He's got some kind of sick fantasy world he lives in where he's pulling the stuff and... I don't know exactly what he's up to, but I think he's got a good ear for it. I had people write in and say, that thing Brian said last night was hilarious. I'm like, I don't remember him saying that. So I'll go back, skim through the show and find it. And I'm like, oh yeah, Brian did say that. Or, oh, said this thing. Or, that stuff happens all the time. So that's how it goes. All right. Let's see. I'm going to do one more and I promise this is it. And then we'll just talk like normal people and O can actually hear something. And what's his name's phone won't go dead in vain. Okay, this is, he calls this
Enough with the singing.
Take my hand, take the stuff, put it in the thing, and we get real rough. Say my name, say my name.
It's all that. Oh, yeah,
yeah, buddy.
My buddy.
My buddy.
Goes everywhere I go or whatever.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, Shaka Khan.
Get it on with Shakira. I could use a little of that right now. A little action. Waka waka
bow bow. Right. Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Breaking the law.
Santa on a sleigh, A-OK. Santa on a motorcycle, run away.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Whatever, you guys don't even get
snow. Hey.
In the wiki.
Wiki.
Don't stand so close to me.
I dropped my purse.
Happy birthday from...
Something, yep. Something else. All right, we're enough putting O through torture. You can't even hear this stuff. So anyway, all right. So O, tell us your plan now. You're down there. This is show 150. Life can't get any better. What do you do now? How long are you there? When do you come home?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go back home on Friday. Friday early. I mean, I have to be at the airport like at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Basically, I got tomorrow, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to try and go to a bank and open a bank account because I need one.
No.
And I'm not going to give up on my search for Hot Topic, but I think there are none in Atlanta. If somebody in the chat room lives in Atlanta and knows of a Hot Topic in Atlanta, and when I say Atlanta, I'm not saying outside Atlanta. No, I mean in Atlanta.
He's talking... Please let us... That can make it by the bus.
Yeah. Does anyone know in Atlanta a Hot Topic?
You like and that train you like to call Mark.
Yeah.
But
Marta. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody knows, I'd appreciate it. So I'm probably just gonna go to the bank, go there. I already gave up on buying the tattoos and the martial arts supplies. And that's what I'm gonna do on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And on Thursday, Ebo leaves in the afternoon. So during the morning I don't know. And in the afternoon, I'm going to go with him to the airport. He leaves. And then I'm just going to go to some cheap hotel near the airport and just hang out and, leave early on Friday.
And then you'll be home Saturday. How long of a flight is it from where you got to go?
Oh, the flight is 3 days, 4 hours, and 23 minutes.
What?
We go 3 times around the world until we find.
That's awesome.
Like 2 hours from Atlanta to Miami, maybe an hour and a half, hour 45, and then 3 hours from Miami to Colombia. But thing is, my flight from Atlanta to Miami is at 7 in the morning. I get there around 9, and then my flight from Miami to Colombia is in the afternoon. So
I hate those.
Okay, I got a question for you then. Yeah, I got a question for you. Here's a challenge. When you're in Miami, I will give you $100 American U.S. hard cash if at the security desk before you get on, in fact, at the gate before you get on the plane, I want you to do your best Elian Gonzalez impression and yell, "I don't want to go back to Cuba. I don't want to go back."
Wait. My best Elian Gonzalez impression yelling, "I don't want to go back to Cuba."
Yeah, dude.
And how are you gonna? How are you gonna prove that I did it? I mean, I have that voice recorder.
That's it.
That Brian just made me feel about, but what do I do that way?
I think you should do it. That's what you should use. And I will give, that will help go toward your trip to Comic-Con next year. And so that's your challenge.
Okay, well,
you have to yell it.
Ready the 100.
You may, probably, but you got to yell it in front of all the security guys. You got to make a big whoop-de-doo about it. it can't just be.
Okay, well, let me modify the bet a bit, okay? Okay,
all right.
Now, you give me $100. Plus, you pay all the money you got to pay to get me out of jail.
I probably can't do that. I don't have that kind of money, and I don't think they take PayPal. down there down there to the Cuban prison.
Yeah. Customs police takes PayPal. Well, you never know.
You can find out. Sure, why not? All right. Well, excellent stuff. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you go now, and then I'm gonna bring another voice in here who wants to tell us about some Star Trek thing they saw while at Dragon Con. That way, you guys can go off and do your duty and do your thing, and you wouldn't be able to hear this guy anyway because it'll get all crappy. So, happy 150 shows. Have a safe trip back.
Let me say goodbye to Martin since I'm leaving.
Yeah, but do it.
You're staying.
Do it.
Okay, so first of all, I wanted to salute the B-Man. B-Man, it was great meeting you. I'm talking like I'm never going to see you again.
Yeah,
but you never know.
I know.
Fall.
Something might happen.
Yeah, you may crash.
And besides, to be doing that in Miami, who knows when I'm going to get out of jail. So, B-Man, it was great meeting you. Scott, you still suck. even more for not coming. Yeah, really, even more for not coming.
Yeah.
I wanted to say hello to all the people we met at Dragon Con all the people we met and are listening to the show. I want to say to everybody that you were awesome, especially Mark for actually saying hello, because that made me and Brian feel very, very well. Although Brian later on said he wished people would never talk to him. But I'm a very sociable dude, so you know, I really like people saying hello.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to say hello to all the people in the chat room, which I always love talking to after the show, but this time I'm not going to be able to. So hello to all the people in the chat room.
Yes.
Please spam the hell out of the place because I don't want you to have a nice chat room without me. So.
Oh, they're doing it already, dude. They're doing it already. Look at that. Holy crap. Out of control.
Well, do my work.
Yeah.
Do your work. Go forth, people. And... Scott, well, man, you missed out. I mean, it was a lot of fun, and you missed out.
I know. I'm sad about it. I see all these pictures and stuff, and it makes me weepy. I hate it.
Oh, you know what I did? You know what I did the day before yesterday?
What?
I went to Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I went to Hooters, and yes, the waitresses were hot.
Yeah, they're not bad.
I want to say a big hello. I know she probably doesn't listen to ELR, but I just wanted to say hello to Siobhan. You're hot, baby.
Yeah, nice fake name, Siobhan. That's a terrible name. Anyway,
Well, her name was Siobhan, and I wanted to say hello to her. You know, those tea sticks were not as delicious as I'm sure you are.
any other parting words you have for us? Anything else you want to part with or give to the people before you pass out?
Okay, so anyway, that's my goodbyes and everything. I will see you all.
And he wants to thank Eric Estrada for the lovely night.
Oh, this was actually very fun. Let me say this before I go.
Go ahead,
okay?
Go ahead.
The first day I'm there, I'm walking around, and we go past this place where there's a panel, and I look inside, and there's Eric Estrada in the panel, right?
Nice.
So I'm like, hey, look, you know, a panel with Eric Estrada. You know, am I interested? No. Okay, so I move on. The next day, I go by the same place, and there's a panel with Eric Estrada. He's sitting there. I'm like, again? Oh, okay. The third day, he's still there.
Man.
Basically, I just decided that Eric Estrada is dead, and he was just sitting there. So that body is just sitting there, and people are just going there to ask you questions and wondering why he's not answering.
I ain't moving him.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. Did you get a picture of that? Did you get a picture of his corpse?
Well, you know it now. You know it from you know, you heard it from me first. Eric Estrada is dead. But he's still he's dead, but he's still doing conventions. You can book his corpse.
Someone should call. Someone should let John Wilcox know about it so that he doesn't worry. Is it John? Something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, that's dude. Awesome. Well, have a fun night. Tell Texas we appreciate the use of his phone.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Good talking to you, O.
We love you, O.
We'll see you back in Columbia.
We love you.
Bye.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you too, B-Man. I don't love you as much.
Oh, it hurts.
No, I still love you. I still love you, but I would love you more because I already hugged Brian, so I know how warm and comfy he is. But you, on the other hand, still ethereal.
Yes.
So I can't love that is ethereal.
I completely understand.
Excellent.
I'm sorry. That's just a week.
All right. Well, have fun.
All right.
See you, dude.
Love you, too.
See you, man.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Before, you know what? Before we take this quick call, Brian.
Yeah.
Can I at least play this?
Arr, it's a steering wheel, and it's driving me nuts.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, dude. Oh.
Sorry about that.
Anybody speak like a pirate?
Did anybody?
Yarr.
Beep, burp, okay. Poop. Those are great sounds.
Ha ha, make fun of the Colombian. Ha ha. Come here, baby. Turd.
Girl's gone tech.
Woo. How were the graphics, Brian? They're excellent graphics.
I am Taroxers. You are the Suxers.
Hand me those bagels.
And he's coming around the bend. Ookla, beekla, bookla. Zubba, 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 zubba.
Sweater vest power.
He's like, so, Kim, how are you?
All I gotta say is just too much of this. Well, blah, 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 blah. I can't see anything. All I can see is gay. Get off.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going, Kim?
Happy holidays.
Damn dukes, damn dukes.
Oh, no, Extra Life. Get off there, Extra Life. Go away, go away. Shoo, shoo.
All right, I just had to play one
more.
That
was awesome.
Oh, sorry.
So I guess that was the sounds of Extra Life. Then.
Oh, yeah, he called that stuff in my notes in all caps. I don't know what that means, but hey, thanks a lot for that. Hey, we're going to bring into the show just ever so briefly.
I can find him.
Mark, the other guy. We thought we'd pop him in and just have him say hi for our 150th show.
I think he can stop gambling for 5 minutes.
What are you doing, gambling?
Oh, man, I had to hurry and pause the Ustream feed. I just got everything in triplicate there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. You gotta mute the old Ustream when you're on
the
show.
It's like the stupid things about, turn down your radio, Sean. You're on the radio.
Yeah, we're on a 7-second delay, you dumbass. Hey,
What? Hello.
Hey, how's your, you're doing gambling tonight, playing poker? What's going on there?
Well, I'm playing in a tournament, and I made my way to the final two.
Yeah.
So I'm playing against a guy. I'm way behind on chips, but I'm eking my way back, and I just went all in against him.
Brian,
so we'll see if he calls me.
Brian and I think you have a problem, and we're here for an intervention.
Actually, I gave up playing for a year. I just started playing. Oh, he folded, jerk. I just started playing again about a week ago. So
yeah, well, good for you.
No, and the reason why I stopped being on the show is, first of all, gas got way too expensive to drive 3 hours out to Scott's house.
Yeah.
And then I kept saying, well, you know, I could just come on Skype, and Scott kept saying, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. He's like, oh, maybe you don't want me on the show.
Me.
That's how it was. Just drove on by.
Mark, are you still here?
It's always a pleasure to have Mark on. In fact, Mark has become famous for his little movie reviews. We have one today, in fact, in the post part of the show, so listen for that, everybody.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on last week, but for some reason our email server was like 3 hours late in sending it out.
Yeah, so. I didn't see it, so not a problem. Well, Mark, let me ask you this question,
yes.
As we only have a few minutes, but do you feel that those episodes that you were part of Extra Life Radio, do they make you warm and fuzzy inside? And as we hit show 150... do you look back fondly and think, man, that really gave me...
I'm full of angst and anger, dude. No, it was a lot of fun being on the show. I really, really did enjoy it.
Good.
Not much more I could say. But, you know, what's interesting is actually I was on, you know, the first show I was on was show 50.
Oh, wow.
And then I guest hosted on show 100.
Huh.
So this is like a little trend here going on. So.
That's weird. What do you call that? There's got to be a word for that. It's not palindromic.
Coincidence?
Coincidence. You mean just random happenstance? Is that what this is?
Serendipity?
Oh, all right.
There you go.
All right. You and your big words, freaking college boy. Get out of here. I'm just kidding.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Have fun. Don't lose all your cash in one fail swoop.
I'm all in again, so we'll see how it goes.
All right.
The guy,
all right. Hang up on him,
dude.
Brian. Hang up on him, damn it.
Talk to you later.
See you later.
All right, see you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was fun. That's like doing a little call at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'd be nice to have Mark pop in. All right, I think that is going to about do it. There was one guy who went, the problem is he's not showing up on Skype for me. Maybe I have to have him on for another segment sometime, but Life's Bane, a longtime friend of the show and I've known forever, also attended DragonCon, may have passed you guys in the night, who knows.
Yeah,
and
what's his real name?
Went to I don't know actually. Isn't that Stad? Anyway, he did a thing. he went to a I can't talk Star Trek panel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which would be really super interesting. So we'll have to have him on again. I just don't see him in Skype, so there's probably no point in digging him around. But we'll find him sometime, get his thoughts on that. I would love to hear the Trek news from the floor.
Oh, yeah.
That's good times.
See if he knows any news about Eric Estrada.
Absolutely. And then in passing here, I do think we want to add... Oh, no, he's not there anymore. Never mind. There was a fan I was going to bring in and tease him, but he's now off. He's not there anymore. Oh, well. Well, Brian, happy 150, dude.
Oh, thank you so much. It's just amazing. I can't believe we've done it this many.
Yeah.
And so it's sad this is the last one. And
well, that was our commitment, right? 150 was going to be the end, and we're out of here.
We're done. We're out. See you, people.
Nah, we'll keep at it. We're going to go to...
I agree.
We're going to keep going. 200 is the end. That's where we finish.
I think we're just not hitting our stride. I think we got a lot more to do.
We have a lot to... We still have a story to tell, Brian.
I agree.
We have art to frame. I don't know what that means. That's stupid.
And you've got to tell me more about that banner you got about 30 episodes ago that you never told me about.
Oh, yeah. I haven't given him enough credit. Booty McGee is who did it. And it's this big banner of Oh, Me and You. It's basically a reproduction of our album art on a big vinyl banner that it's hanging up here against the wall of the studio. I'll have to put the camera on it next time. It's awesome.
And if you do a search on Flickr for ELR, you'll see it, because that's how I found it, because... Scott, don't tell me nothing.
Dude, the problem was with that thing in the Flickr photo, it makes it look like I have jet white hair. So I didn't want to pass that photo around. It's like, who is that old zombie man in the middle there? Give me a break.
Funny.
Anyway, but yeah, that can be seen there. I mean, maybe I'll take a picture of it finally and just, put it up there. Awesome. But that will about do it, folks, for show 150.
Hey, who we didn't mention?
Who?
We didn't mention in the greatest people of all, our fans.
Scott Fletcher?
Oh. No, our fans.
Oh, let's mention our fans, many of which are in the chat room right now. And it's all about you guys. Seriously, everybody who's listening to this.
And I don't want to call them fans, really. I want to call them friends, because
I
met a lot of these guys at the... Well, not a lot of guys, but I met a few of them at Dragon Con, and I'll tell you, it was just great actually talking to these people just face-to-face, and everybody was just so great.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm grabbing something out of my pants. You know what I've decided, though? Let's do this.
What's that?
Because we love the fans so much, I'd feel bad. I would feel remiss if we didn't take a couple of calls right here at the end. So hold on a second. I'm going to set it up so we can do it. They're begging for it in the chat room. I can't let this one go.
It's 150.
See. That's gone. This one.
This show is for the fans.
The show, the number is, folks, 801-471-0GOB. First call to come through can take a poo. Just kidding. As soon as you're ready, I'm ready for you. So bring it. Don't let Frank's call. He calls every time.
I know it.
All right, this comes to us from 765.
It is old man Franks.
Hello, is this Bongo Party? Hello? Is this Bongo?
What's going on?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Scott? It's Bongo Party.
Hey, Bongo Party. Is that... What's a Bongo... Where did you get your name?
Where I got my name. I actually came up with it one day. I just needed a new screen name, and I was like, Bongo Party.
That is some fancy... That's a fancy story there.
Franks is going to kill me now.
Nah, that's all right. It's no problem. Do you have a question for us or a comment for the for ELR at this point of the show?
No, not really. I mean, unfortunately, I had to go out and missed most of the podcast. I just now came back in, but just want to call and congratulate you guys on the 150 shows and looking forward to the next 150.
Oh, thanks, man. That's totally nice of you. Thanks so much.
No problem, man.
Stay out of trouble and don't eat any yellow snow. I know where that stuff's been. All right, that was that call. I keep getting these call waiting noises on this phone.
Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, guys. All right, we got another one coming, maybe. 801-471-0-G-O-B. That's G. Oh, here it is. 817 area code. Wow. Hi, who's this?
It's old man Frank.
Dude, you are amazing. You have some kind of crazy speed dial or something.
No, man, you're in my contacts list.
Oh, all right. Sorry, we keep having beeps. I apologize. There's something. It's because my phone sucks. This was totally impromptu.
It's all good. I can hear them.
All right. Well, we... We have to say big thanks to Old Man Franks for making very interesting intros for the show, and you've done that for quite a while. Maybe not 150 shows, but enough anyway. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, I'm happy to do it, although I'm getting a little sick of you ragging on Texas.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, they're all giant fat heifer women. Gotta go, bye. Okay, hang up. All right, that's all the time we have for calls, everybody. Sorry, my cell phone's no good for this. I'll try something different next time. Anyway, Brian, and I wish I was here to tell him, but really, the show is it's all about hanging out with you guys on Tuesday nights, and I just Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
So great. Loved it.
I'm tearing up, and I think I may... Actually, I'm not doing that at all. 200, now that's when we...
That's a tear.
Yeah, that's when we tear up. That's when the tears get jerked. Oh, my gosh. Listen to Brian breaking down like a little girl. If you guys want to be a part of the show, as always, use that number because you can leave a voicemail there, too. That number is 801, again, 471-0GOB. You can also email us, right, Brian?
Yeah, do it.
What is that damn email? It's extraliferadio@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit Brian's website, which is about to have new comics on it, I'm told.
Oh, that's right. Kids are back at school. Let's do this thing.
Yep, he's going to do it. It's missiondeep.com. Don't forget O's site, commissionedcomic.com. If you want to check out my site, you can too. There's stuff going on there. MyExtraLife@gmail. No, that's a damn email. That's myextralife.com. I can't talk. And big thanks to Sebastian for all the mashups today. There's a couple more, so hang around for those.
Oh, yeah.
Dizzles every week. He is a genius. He is the man. We appreciate him. He was on last week, by the way, and that was great.
Awesome.
Big thanks to Scott Fletcher for our intros. Thanks to Rob Goobers for our themes and all our music and our little intros and stuff. He's the man. And he tells me he has something up his sleeve, so stay tuned for that. I don't know what that
Ew.
Is.
Ew.
Yeah. I don't know what's up his sleeve. We'll find out. Until next show, folks, which will be show 151. Everyone, take care.
Woo. You could be free. You could be free. You never tire of reminding me. You could be free.
Penis enlargement. Boy, that's exciting. I don't know. That seemed like the street thing to say. They have full-on conversations while they're beating the schmear out of each other. Yeah, that's a good Gilligan's Island episode.
Somebody crapped on the floor.
And look, dude, you had me at large balls. I'm everybody's punching bag. Come on. Someone shake him. Shake the man. Yeah, look at me. I'm sitting here being fat and stupid. Man, I've had my whole face broken, and that didn't hurt nothing like that just did in my butt.
What is it?
Damn, dude, I'm going to have to strangle you across the freaking country. Dude, now I got to go edit it. Coconut, who's really a dude, he basically spends most of his time having adult marital coitus with his wife, Jennifer Garner. I've had the Baja Blast all weekend. Danger, particle physics experiment in progress. I want to look at a big, lumpy, green orc butt. But my gosh, we sure are going on about birthdays. This thing's a piece of shud. I do not have the right equipment. Brian's moist crease. Total Recall promised I'd have a third boob by now. We're idiots, and I don't know why people would listen to us.
Yeah.
Give Hunger the Bird. Just like a lot of fake, like, star crap that's from space. Dharma and Greg with Cylons. What the hell are you smoking? None of what I said made sense right there.
I feel the urge to purge coming on.
They're asking me if I'm house trained now.
Every time I pull, he'd go...
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine.
I will protect my cooch against all under the black.
Holy moly! One night... But he created the atmosphere, man.
Oh, my God. Scott's got monkeys running the equipment.
Ha, ha, ha. Don't make me come down there. My tough self totally just kicked the ass of my girly self.
Paradox. Yeah. That can't happen. But...
I'm really just an empty shell of a person.
America, where the electricity runs in the houses.
The cops have arrested some retarded kids hanging out on their coochie. All I could see was gay.
And all of a sudden, I rip them out of my head and go, no!
Hi, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. Today's movie, Superbad.
Tonight is our last party as high school people. You know when you hear a girl saying, like, oh, I was so gone last night, I shouldn't have slept with that guy. We could be that mistake.
You're like the coolest person that's ever talked to me, and I blew it.
Come on, you didn't blow it. I think maybe...
The premise of Superbad is two dorky high school guys try and figure out how to hook up with the girls they like at a graduation party, And while trying to impress the girls, they make all sorts of promises they find hard to fulfill, like being in charge of buying alcohol for the entire party and getting it there. During this, they have all the same conversations that two guys have when they find their lives at a crossroads and their friendship at a crossroads as well, and trying to figure out where they stand with each other. This movie is really, really crass, only if you find the conversations of 17-year-old boys as crass. Okay, it's crass. This movie has been touted as probably the funniest movie of the year, and coming from the guys who wrote 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, it has a strong pedigree to go on. Now, I haven't seen either of those two movies, so I have nothing to really base it on, and I didn't really go into this with any preconceived notions of what I was going to receive, so I don't feel like I went in with any prejudice on what I was going to get. What I found was I got really bored through part of it, and then found at the end I really liked the show. The problem with the movie is the Three's Company script writing. For those of you who didn't grow up with Three's Company, here's the basic premise of the show. Someone overhears a conversation that they completely misinterpret, which leads to all sorts of quote-unquote zany adventures. I don't like this kind of script writing, if you can't tell. In my book, it's very, very lazy writing. And that's what this show has. The whole middle of the show is all about misunderstandings and running away from weird situations. It really let me down. I was really starting to get bored with it as they're trying to get the booze to the party. But after they get to the party, though, it gets a heck of a lot better. It starts dealing with actual issues that teenagers face, like how to talk with somebody you like. Is having sex right away with that person really what you want? And what it means to be a best friend, even. And it does all this without being mushy. It's actually quite touching in a manly sort of way. I think if Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg had focused more on that, rather than all the crazy get-the-booze-to-the-party stuff, it would have been a much better film. All in all, I enjoyed it, but only because the last part of the movie saved it. Superbad is rated R for constant use of the F-word and graphic discussions about sex, basically what you get if you recorded some real teenage boys. So there you go. That's it for this week. Talk to you next week.
That is bona fide badass.
Hello once again, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with another review for you. This week I'm going to talk about something a little different, not really sci-fi, sort of related a little. I want to talk about the current HD Blu-ray battle going on right now. I wanted to mainly talk about this because today I took delivery of a new large screen HD TV set from Sony. I looked around a lot and settled on the Sony set. I really like it. It's a really good picture, and got it all installed and put in right now. The main thing I want to talk about, though, is the current battle between HD and Blu-ray. Both formats are extremely good, obviously heads and tails above standard DVD, and we won't even talk about VHS, but really the quality of both pictures is very good, little difference between the two pictures. So if you're on the fence on either of these formats, I believe that both are going to be sticking around for a while, so why not jump in? There's a lot of cool content coming out on either format. Toshiba HD DVD players are really getting cheap, and you can pick up a Blu-ray one on a PS3 if you'd like also. I'm just basically going to get both eventually. I don't really believe one format will win out over the other. I think they're going to both be around for a while, and eventually we'll all have cheap players, or there'll be a dual format that'll play everything, just like with the recordable DVDs of a couple of years ago when only one format looked like it might win, but they both are around, DVD plus R and DVD dash minus R, as it's called. So that's at least my take on things. Jump in, and the main other reason is I just don't want to go about replacing a lot of content, and there's a lot of cool things, and I got 300 finally as my first HD DVD purchase, and it looks amazing. This is Rico, going to go watch some HD content, signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Just for the heck of it, here it goes. Hi, I'm not interesting at all. I'm not even vaguely interesting. I have no social life, and I can't hold a date, which is why I listen to Extra Life Radio with Scott Johnson, giving me all the tips on how to get the ladies. Thank you, Extra Life Radio. And why the crap won't you sing the Mario theme? Really? It'd be awesome. Your loyal listener, Kevin Grant.
Pretty fishy what happened to me on that ladder.
You mean where there's a fish, there could be a penguin.
But wait! It happened at sea. See? Sea for Catwoman!
Yet, that exploding shark was pulling my leg.
The Joker!
It all adds up to a sinister riddle. Riddler. Riddler?
It has been a difficult day. The torpedo guidance system failed. It was my fault.
You're excused.
Is something wrong?
It has been a difficult day. I designed that guidance system.
Worf, calm down.
Perhaps you were right.
I think you're under more stress than you'd like to admit.
If you will excuse me.
I didn't mean right now.